USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats have agreed to lower the weekly unemployment benefits to $300 in their COVID-19 aid bill from $400, but extend them through September, 1 month longer than the House bill. The bill is continuing to be debated on the House floor. The White House is highlighting increases in coronavirus vaccinations. Top COVID advisor Andy Slavik giving an update on the latest vaccination numbers.
6 weeks ago, only 8% of seniors, those most vulnerable to COVID, had received a vaccination. Today, nearly 55% of people aged 65 or older have received at least one shot.
Slavitt saying the government is throwing everything we have at the coronavirus pandemic, but noted the crisis is not over. The White House still not saying when new guidelines will be released for people that have been vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.